This week, WFAE is taking a look at Charlotte-Mecklenburg High School's International Baccalaureate and Advanced Placement programs. This year, 19 of CMS's 31 high schools made the 2018 Challenge Index list that ranks AP and IB programs nationally not by test scores, but by the number of students from a school who took an AP or IB exam. That figure is then divided by the number of seniors who graduated from the school that year to determine rankings. There is a disparity in how many advanced courses are offered across the district. More are given at schools with predominantly white and high-income enrollments than those with predominantly low-income students and students of color. Today, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn visits a predominantly low-income school where officials are having some success in steering students into IB and AP courses.
So who wants to be brave and tell me about the shape?
This AP statistics class is one of 17 advanced courses offered at East Meck High School. School officials would like to offer more, but the focus the last couple of years has been changing the makeup of the existing classes.
We're trying to get more of our low-income and minority students into higher-level classes to give them that opportunity and help increase their likelihood of going to college.
East Meck Assistant Principal Philip Price, who oversees the school's AP and IB courses, says they are having success. He proudly points to his latest stats.
The amount of African American students that we had enrolled or registered for classes for this year to the year before, it was up like 300%. Hispanic students was very similar numbers. I mean, it was 200 to 300% increase in enrollment. So, you know, our outreach program to try to get these kids involved was very successful.
That success is reflected in the Challenge Index of CMS high schools. East Meck ranks sixth, just behind South Meck High School, which offers 31 AP courses. This means that East Meck is doing a good job of challenging all of its students. Its ranking stands out because East Meck has the demographics of schools that traditionally rank low in academic achievement and in how much they push students. 61% of the student body is low income and 70% are African American or Hispanic. East Meck had some help in getting more of these students in AP courses from Equal Opportunity Schools, a group that works with hundreds of schools nationwide, 10 schools in CMS, to get more low-income students and students of color enrolled in academically challenging programs. Starting last year, all students took an in-depth EOS survey that helped school officials to better target students capable of passing an advanced course.
The students identified their own skills. You know, I'm a hard worker. I always turn in my assignments on time. I ask questions. You know, I'm inquisitive. I want to learn more about subjects in class.
EOS officials compile the survey results, which also include students' perceptions of their weaknesses, state test scores, GPAs, and their likes and dislikes, so they can be steered to advanced courses that interest them. The data also gave officials insight into students' false perceptions about themselves and advanced classes, such as thinking their grades were not good enough, seeing having no Wi-Fi at home as a barrier, or Price says,
I don't feel welcome in a class like that because maybe there's a lot of people that don't look like me or don't come from a similar background. So, you know, some students don't know that they were even able to take these classes. We make sure that they know everything about them, understand the curriculum. You know, we try to break down those barriers so that they can see their potential and we can get them involved in classes that will help them be successful.
Price says they identified nearly 500 students who had the potential to do well in advanced courses but had not signed up for one. They sent them letters inviting them to sign up, met with them individually, and convinced 90% to take an AP or IB class.
Hey, are you still on my class, Cameron? Are you getting that figured out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Working on it.
Senior Cameron Milton is one of those students. He's taking AP Psychology and English.
My teacher had told me that you get a lot of like earlier knowledge on the stuff that college kids are learning. So I wanted to take the classes to see if I can boost my GPA and also get like some more information than other classes were given.
What do you think?
It's definitely a challenge and it's definitely more work, but it seems to be like as long as you pace yourself and stuff, it'll be easy to get done.
Milton says on his first day in the classes, it was obvious that the other students had taken AP classes before and knew what to expect. In the survey, some students said this made them feel isolated, but not Milton.
I'm pretty a friendly person, so I didn't feel like I was left out of anything. I didn't say I would fit right in, but I mean, I didn't feel alone or anything in there.
Do you wish you had taken some before?
Yes. I would have been in a better position now if I would have taken one last year.
So what's your goal for these classes?
You know, just make it out alive. Hopefully I'll pass.
Down the hall, senior Curtis Jones is also taking his first advanced course. He learned about an advanced theater class last year, but was reluctant to sign up.
Honestly, it sounded like hard, so I didn't really want to take the challenge at first. But then, as I thought about it, I decided it was a good thing to do.
Do you plan to ace it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
The EOS survey also asked students to identify someone at school who they trusted the most, teachers, administrators, maintenance people, and cafeteria workers. To keep these first-time AP and IB students on track, Price says those staffers are now the students' mentors.
We're asking them to track them throughout the course of the year and stay on them. If someone is trying to drop a class, that's a conference with the guidance counselor that they would have there. Trusted adult would be involved in that too, because we also don't want people to take the easy way out.
The surveys also identified other obstacles like transportation. Price says many students didn't sign up for advanced classes because they had no way to get home if they had to stay after school for tutoring or an assignment. So the school gives them bus fare when that happens. East Mech's success may be hard to duplicate at other district high schools that do not have a rigorous IB program and offer fewer AP classes, such as Harding University, which only has 5 courses. It's difficult to push students when the opportunity isn't there in the first place. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
Okay, any other description?